Hello, welcome to my three-part podcast of World War I, World War II, and the Great Depression. In this segment, we'll be talking about World War I. World War I began in 1914. This all began when Germany invaded Belgium. At this point, there's tension in the world. There's people invading other people's territories, so there's a lot of tension. So this caused for whenever Germany invaded Belgium, everything erupted. Everyone's like, oh crap, we gotta all take sides and go to war. So this went on for, this war lasted from 1914 all the way up to 1918. So we're going to kind of fast track through the years. So right around in 1915, the biggest thing that happened during that year was that the Lusitanian passenger ship lost, there was 1,200 lives that lost. Now this is big because the United Nations owned that ship. And there were some American passengers on that ship, so that kind of stirred some emotions that maybe the U.S. kind of considered joining the war. Another thing that I failed to mention that we need to kind of go back on is that during this time period, before the war, women weren't really in the workforce. But during, between 1914 and 1915, most of these women had to go to work. They had to go to work to go supply ammunition, guns, airplanes, you name it. They had to go back to help support the war effort because all the men went off the war. So the next year I want to cover is 1970. Because nothing really important happened in 1960 rather than just people going to war, basically. And in 1970, the big news was that the United States joins the war to assist the Allies. The reason why the United States joined the war was because they found out that Mexico was trying to be lured into the war by Germany. They sent them a telegraph saying, hey, come join the war. If you help us out, we'll go and take back some of the territory the United States took away from you. Then finally, the war was going to conclude in 1918. It finally ended. So it was the end.